English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
English with you, Jennifer Yu입니다. Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 오늘 배워볼 영어 표현은 wind up, wind up입니다.
Before we find out what today's expression means, let's listen to today's conversation. Listen carefully. Hey, Jason, are you going to Brian's farewell party tonight?
I plan to go, but I could wind up not going if my staff meeting doesn't end on time.
Oh, I see.
오늘 본문에서 제가 Hey, Jason, are you going to Brian's farewell party tonight? Jason, 오늘 밤에 브라이언의 송별 파티에 갈 거니? 라고 묻자 제이슨이 I plan to go, but I could wind up not going if my staff meeting doesn't end on time.
갈 계획이야. 그런데 직원 회의가 제때 안 끝나면 결국 못 갈 수도 있어. 라고 하더라고요. 이어 제가 Oh, I see. 아, 그렇구나. 라고 답했습니다.
Now keep today's expression, wind up. Wind up in mind, and let's hear the conversation again.
그럼 다시 한번 대화를 들어볼까요?
Hey, Jason, are you going to Brian's farewell party tonight?
I plan to go, but I could wind up not going if my staff meeting doesn't end on time.
Oh, I see.
Today's expression is wind, W-I-N-D, wind up, U-P, up, wind up, wind up. Wind up means to end up in some fashion or to bring something to a finish.
Wind up은 결국 어떻게 되다, 어떤 상태로 끝이 나다, 결말이 나다 라는 뜻인데요. 특정한 행위나 일의 결과로 생기는 상황을 묘사하는 겁니다. 특히 예상하지도 못한 좋지 않은 사건이 벌어지는 경우에 자주 쓰입니다. 오늘 본문에서 제가 제이슨에게 오늘 밤에 브라이언의 송별 파티에 갈 거냐고 묻자 제이슨은 직원 회의가 제때 안 끝나면 결국 못 가게 될 거라고 했죠.
I plan to go, but I could wind up not going if my staff meeting doesn't end on time.
라고요. 네, 이제 예문을 통해 오늘 표현에 대해 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다.
I don't want to wind up like Tommy.
라고 하면 나는 토미처럼 되고 싶지 않아요. 라는 뜻이 됩니다.
Let me give you another example sentence.
또 다른 예문을 들어드릴게요.
I eventually wound up staying home
라고 하면 나는 결국 집에서 머물게 됐다 라는 뜻이 됩니다.
Here is a final example. We need to wind up this homework before dinner
라고 하면 저녁 먹기 전에 숙제를 다 해야 한다 라는 뜻이죠.
Now that you know what today's expression means, let's listen to the conversation for the last time. Hey, Jason, are you going to Brian's farewell party tonight?
I plan to go, but I could wind up not going if my staff meeting doesn't end on time.
Oh, I see.
Let's review what we have learned today. Wind up means to end up in some fashion or to bring something to a finish. Wind up, wind up, wind up, wind up, wind up. Now try using this expression on your own.
그럼 다음 시간에 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다.
Until next time, bye-bye!